Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Kohima police arrest prime accused in the murder of 22-year-old Bihojo Nozawa. Chief Minister Ryo says unity remains cornerstone of Naga progress at Golden Jubilee of Tenimi Union, Dimapur. Tokuimong Mini Hornbill Festival begins in Moka. And in Bihar, polling for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies to be held tomorrow. Now, the news in detail. Tokuimong Mini Hornbill Festival begins at Woka. And in Bihar, polling for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies to be held tomorrow. Now, the news in detail. In a swift breakthrough in the murder case of 22-year-old Bihojo Nozawa, the Kohima police have arrested the prime accused, Samuel Zhao, who is the victim's uncle. The arrest was made yesterday night at their residence. Addressing a press conference at the Superintendent of Police SP office today, Krodi Retso informed that the Special Investigation Team SIT, led by Additional Superintendent of Police K. Soriso and eight other members, conducted a comprehensive and coordinated investigation that led to the arrest. SP Retso said that the accused has confessed to the crime, revealing that the murder took place at around 2 p.m. on October 24th.
He revealed that on a fateful day at around 1400 hours, he had asked her to prepare tea. However, she engrossed with her mobile phone and responded in a dismissive manner which angered him. In a fit of rage, he picked up a piece of firewood and struck her on the head, causing her to collapse on the spot. After the assault, the accused took the sweater lying on the inverter box and used it to cover the victim's head in an attempt to stop the bleeding. Subsequently, he switched off the victim's mobile phone, removed the SIM card, broke the handset into pieces, and disposed of it in the KMC dumping truck the next morning. The sweater used to mop the floor and clean the bloodstains was also thrown in the nearby gutter to destroy evidence. He then kept the body inside his room before disposing it off near the ringwell in the basement.
Mr. Retso further described the case as extraordinarily challenging, calling it essentially a blind case. The SP explained that the identified crime scene was suspected to be a secondary location, which made it difficult for the investigators to establish a clear motive, sequence of events, or the exact circumstances of the murder. Mr. Retso also said the case is still under investigation. It was also reported that the accused was adopted by the victim's aunt from Nepal. Further, the Kohima police expressed appreciation and gratitude to the public for their patience, understanding and cooperation throughout the investigation. The Tenimi Union Dimapur TUD celebrated its Golden Jubilee today with the dedication and unveiling of the Jubilee Monolith at the Tenimi Complex, followed by a public program at the DDSC Stadium. The monolith was dedicated by Reverend Tenga Sepp, pastor of DRBC Kermohol, and unveiled by Chief Minister Nipu Ryo, while Deputy Chief Minister Tia Ziliang released the Jubilee balloons. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Ryo emphasized that unity remains the cornerstone of Naga progress. He highlighted the importance of dialogue and mutual respect among Naga tribes and with neighboring states. He reiterated that while the four non-Naga tribes listed under the Scheduled Tribes SD Order 1970 enjoy SD status, they cannot be regarded as indigenous inhabitants of the state.
These tribal people of that four, they're in almost all the states in the Northeast. That's why unless they certify, they do enumeration, there is chance of migration and issue of wrong certificates. And if it comes to the attention of the government, it will become a big issue. So I want our people to know that we should help one another and we should take care of our village jurisdiction.
On the Inner Line Permit ILP system, Mr. Ryo noted that the 2025 online portal and revised guidelines aim to better protect indigenous populations, calling for cooperation from civil society to ensure effective implementation. Deputy Chief Minister Ziliang highlighted the shared ancestry and cultural ties that unite the Tenimi community. He said the formation of TUD in 1975 has been instrumental in promoting inter-tribal harmony and peaceful coexistence, urging all Tenimi tribes to renew their commitment to unity and collective progress. The Tokuimong Mini Hornbill Festival was inaugurated today at Public Ground Waka with MLA and Chairman SDP DB Bhandari Achumbamo Kikon as the special guest. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kikon underscored the essence of Tokuimong as a time for unity, reflection and strengthening community bonds. He emphasized the need to cultivate responsibility, critical thinking and a positive mindset to drive growth and social progress within the Lota community. Kikon stressed the importance of collective effort in improving community welfare, particularly in sanitation and climate resilience initiatives across Waka District. Following the official launch of the celebration, Kikon inaugurated the Toku stalls and declared open the traditional competition, which featured events such as traditional weaving and folk song performances across various categories. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The assembly segments of 18 districts including Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Siwan, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur will go to polls tomorrow. To monitor the polling process, webcasting will be done from all 45,341 polling stations. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in some assembly segment. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September this year with the reduction of GST on many items benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Nagaland.
The recent GST reforms mark a crucial step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rates across multiple industries. The tourism sector in Nagaland, covering tour operations, hotels and homestays, is poised to benefit from the GST reform, making hotel accommodations more affordable and supporting wider tourism growth statewide. The new GST reforms have brewed fresh opportunities for Nagaland coffee, with rates on roasted beans reduced from 12% to 5% and on coffee extracts from 18% to 5%. The reduction is expected to lower overall costs by 6.25% to 11%, making Nagaland coffee more price competitive and profitable for growers and MSMEs. The reforms have brought a transformative opportunity for inclusive development, empowering artisans, farmers and micro enterprises, positioning Nagaland as a culturally rooted growing center for trade and tourism. With Shivang Misra, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today said that the partnership between India-Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. S. J. Shankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
Our partnership that has deepened so much in the last few decades has greater value than ever before. It serves to enhance strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific and contribute to the economic one at a global level. Maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific is a stronger imperative, but also a more complex challenge. Our bilateral relationship responds to the changing global scenario, and that is reflected in the deepening of cooperation across multiple domains.
And Kohima police have appealed to the public for assistance in tracing a suspect involved in an armed robbery at the State Bank of India, SBI Chedama branch, Kohima, which occurred October 31st. According to police, the suspect has been identified as Vitolu Dome, son of Ko Dome, a resident of Javame village, Peck district. Authorities have urged anyone with information on the suspect's whereabouts to contact the officer in charge, North Police Station, Kohima, at 600-930-8087 or 897-482-1030. Police assure that all information provided will be treated with the strictest confidentiality. To end the news, the headlines again. Kohima police arrest prime accused in the murder of 22-year-old Bihojo Nozawa. Chief Minister Ryo says unity remains cornerstone of Naga progress at Golden Jubilee of Tenimi Union, Dimapur. Tokuimong Mini Hornbill Festival begins in Moka. And in Bihar, polling for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies to be held tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.